Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 29th, Saturday, 2020, day 242. Today's topic, why people want to sit on God's throne to judge other people. Why? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 95 verses 1 to 11. Job chapter 31, verse 1 to chapter 32, verse 32. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 18. Proverbs 22, verses 8 to 9. Today's main passage, Job chapter 32, verses 1 to 3. So these three men stopped answering Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. But Elihu, son of Barachel, the Bozite of the family of Ram, became very angry with Job for justifying himself rather than God. He was also angry with the three friends because they had found no way to refute Job and yet had condemned him. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is why people want to sit on God's throne to judge other people. Why? Every time I read the book of Job again, I got some new light, new insight. The past few days, we have been reading Job, and my eyes are opened to see a big deficit in humanity. We like to judge other people. More than that, we like to sit on God's throne to judge some people are hopeless and absolutely a bad guy. More terrible, when people see someone get into big trouble, they do not have a merciful heart but to kick and step them to the ground like mud. That's why Job's three best friends did. They saw Job was being stripped of everything in his life and they judged that Job must have committed great sins. If not, that won't happen. Then Job did not confess, which means that Job is self-righteous. I do hope you won't be like that to become a judge, but to listen more, comfort more, being together more, less words, but more love and care. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us not to become a judge, sitting on your throne to judge other people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what inspiration have you received from today's catch? And what have you heard from Jesus now? Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.